This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
When I say Mexico's going to pay for the wall, do you think they're going to write a check for $20 billion or $10 billion or $5 billion or 2 cents? No, they're paying for the wall in a great trade deal.
Not only was the president unpresidential, surprise, surprise, yesterday in his behavior, I think the meeting was a setup so he could walk out.
All right, Nancy Pelosi still reacting to being stung at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. The president goes to McAllen, Texas, and he talks before he leaves to the media briefly, reporters yelling toward him, and then also when he's in front of the border area at McAllen. That's where we're at, ladies and gents, always, right? Kate Delaney, America Tonight, and this is just a little snapshot of it. So you heard what he said. I never said they were going to write a check for it, which is true. He never said they were going to write a check for it. He said there was other ways to get it, other ways to compel Mexico to pay for the $5 to $10 billion to fund a border wall. Do you think that ultimately is going to be what happens? And there was lots of reaction today to the continued shutdown of the government in the form of protests around the country. Joining us, as he always does at the top of the show, is Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio, one of many from Talk Media News, but one of my favorites for sure. Bob, here we go. Same old thing, except for what's new is president saying, I never said they were writing the check.
Well, you know, right, president said they'll pay for it. He didn't say by check. He did. He you know, you said they'll pay for it. So he's saying in the trade deal. I mean, it's been an amazing watch on all this thing. I think all the moving pieces that you and I talked about last time we talked about moving pieces on the shutdown on the wall. I think there are no more moving pieces after the visit today. The president's going to declare an emergency at some point in time here. He might offer 24 or 48 hours for Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, but Kate, I think he's going to just do it. I researched the history, by the way, this morning of the powers of the president, and it's quite fascinating. I under just one little portion alone, he could instruct the Pentagon in the next 10 minutes to begin the process and spend $80 million. And I'm not a scholar, but from what I read of the statute, they have done it in the past, and they can do it.
Wow. Isn't that interesting? So, yeah, they could do it. And I wouldn't be surprised. I bet it happens. Because somebody has to say give, right? I mean, this is, something has to happen here.
Well, you know, they had a title in one of the national media tonight that the day Lindsey Graham lost hope. And I clicked on it before your show, because, you know, I know Lindsey Graham. I thought, well, what happened to him? He's lost hope about the shutdown. Well, now he eclipsed the one that I was involved with my colleagues, 26 days back in the mid-90s. This will then eclipse that one. There's no path forward. So I think the way that it stops is for the president to do the emergency. Of course, he'll be sued, over it. But again, there's 136 different statutes that the Congress has approved in the past. Only 13 need congressional approval. So there's, all these ways the president can do this or take the money or get the Pentagon to do it or whatever he wants to do. So I think, clearly he can break that, logger jam that way. And by the way, all this feigned shock of the president walking out of the meeting, I mean, I've been in meetings where they ended through some really filthy language, beating their fists down and leaving. So it's not, I was in one with Bibi Netanyahu and Paul Kanjorski. It ended ugly. Things happen.
Ooh. Netanyahu seems to me like he could take you out with just a look, let alone some words.
Oh, yeah. we sat there, and I agree with Paul Kanjorski, but Paul told him exactly what he could do. And it was, well, yeah, BB was not a wallflower back. And so, you know, there's these types of personalities, and whether it was a setup or not of the president, you know, leaving, and it might have been, or I just think it was, you know, Trump was frustrated because he did say to Nancy Pelosi, if I do this, will you then work with me on that? And she point blank said no.
Wow. Wow. And while that's going on. Yeah, absolutely. And while that's happening, something else happened. Michael Cohen's going to testify before Congress in February. The press was asked if he was worried, and he said, nope, that was it. Should he be worried?
Yes. I mean, look, you know, Kate, I did a plea deal, and then you have a sentencing, right? In between that plea deal and sentencing, you're particularly careful of some certain things you say because the judge, you know, makes an agreement in a sense of, you know, saying here's where you're going to be for the next part of your life. That's the agreement. And, you know, the judges can exceed what the government says, for example, with Cohen. And to me, I find it shocking that anybody prior to a sentencing would do this. I was in shock when I read this, you know, story because, look, he might sit there and say, I'm going to bar my soul, I'm going to do this. You know what members are going to do if they're going to sit there on the Republican side? They're going to say, okay, let's see, now you were a liar, and are you still a liar, and what did you do? And they're going to just go over him, you know, like he's on a hot bed of coals. I don't see what this does for him, honestly. And again, with the sentencing coming up, you know, judges read these things, and, you know, how does it come off? Oh, the man's, you know, telling all the truth now and making everything right, or, you know, they caught him in lies again, some lies. And I really don't know what it does for him. I was in shock this is going to happen. I mean, this can go either direction for the president. Some people say, you know, it's going to be shocking. He's going to be asked all kinds of questions, maybe Stormy Daniel questions, I don't know. But on the other hand, Republicans aren't going to sit there and just make it easy for him.
No, they're not going to make it easy, and that's the key thing. So it's like a Pandora's box because you don't have any idea really what's going to come out.
This makes our lives just so surreal. When do you remember, before a sentencing on a high-profile case, that, you know, somebody sits before Congress in open forum and does this? I mean, this just continues the twists and turns. I don't know what it does for Mueller or not, for the court of public opinion. I mean, this thing can go in different directions. I'm going to be watching, don't get me wrong, but I'm just surprised it's going to happen at all.
Yeah, I agree with you, too. Absolutely. All right, Bob, as always, you're terrific. Have a good one, and we appreciate you.
Thank you. Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
So you heard Bob say about the presidential powers, and Mike Pence was talking about that, too. In diving into that, what are the possibilities that you can use presidential powers and just go that route and forget about all the other nonsense? And trust me, this is something that is being posed, is being thought about, is being talked about behind closed doors, using those powers to go around Congress. But Pence is talking about, you know, before he was criticized, because he said back in 2014 that wasn't leadership when there was conversation about going around Congress. And that was President Obama at the time. Hang with us.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
I'm not worried about it at all, no.
That's President Short and Sweet talking about Michael Cohen. Yo, yo, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging with you here on my show, America Tonight. We're celebrating 10 years, actually heading into 11 years on this show. Some things never change. There's the tug of war between the pres and who's ever in Congress, depending on who the president is and depending on what the war is over. There usually seems to be something that bubbles up. But there is this continued pressure about the wall, about the government shutdown, and the fact that you've got people that now have a payday that's come where they're not getting paid. So there were protests, I said I was going to mention those, among the federal workers in a couple of different areas, including Ogden, Utah. So you got about 800,000 federal workers that are affected by this. Because, you know, what happens? You got to, so the people that are hit by this, they got to scale back, they got to cancel trips, they got to do whatever they got to do. They got to take out loans to stay afloat, they got to make the house payments, they got to take the kids to school and get the kids what they need, figure out a way around things, you know, whatever it might be, especially if it is a one income family with a couple of kids, and there are many that are in that situation. The scary thing is just they don't know when it's going to end and when they're going to get paid. So the shutdown now has swung into 21 days, longest in history. We know that, boom. And there are tough decisions being made about what people are going to do. So with the continued partial close, you have the some people that are out there with signs and in different parts of the country, And you've got other people who have friends who have set up GoFundMe campaigns for them to help raise some money to take them through this lean time where they've got to make payments. Because we all know this. I mean, have you ever been there when it's a question of the power is going to get shut off if you don't find a way to pay the bill? And everything else is going to go down, too. And think about how our lives are run by the Internet. And as much as you could say, well, you could do without the Internet, but it really powers the home now, no matter what size home you're in or what the situation. So here we go. Now some heavy decisions will have to be made, probably at the latest heading into February. But I can't imagine, I don't know, I can't imagine this is going to continue to drag on past the beginning of February. And some people say that this thing is going to wrap up way sooner than that. And it could be within the next week. And I've certainly have had my ear to the ground, talked to people in D.C., and there's no definite hardcore indication. I mean, this is uncharted territory, so to speak. You know, we're sailing toward the icebergs, but we don't know if we're going to really hit them the worst way possible or what. So the White House asked agencies for a list of services to resume to minimize the public impact of the federal shutdown. So what can we keep running? How do we do this? I think the president would like to dig in for a longer shutdown, not because he wants to have it shut down, because he wants his solution about the wall to become a reality. And he's willing to push it to the limit, to take it all the way to the edge. So what the Trump administration is doing in telling federal employees where they don't have pay is to process tax refunds, extend food stamp benefits, provide documents for mortgage processing, keep a federal flood insurance program running, open up national parks, those kinds of things. Things that didn't happen in past shutdowns. So they would have, all of that would have been off the table, and that's what they're asking, to have that happen. So the office, the OMBD, the budget people, in other words, are communicating to try to make it as painless as possible, is what they're saying, because they're telling the White House it's not easy on the American people, and that's why they're trying to identify ways to keep the government running while being consistent with the law, figuring out how do we do this. So they're kind of improvising, and they're reacting. And trying to move, it's kind of like moving money around. How do you legally move some money around and make it fund the people who aren't getting paid? And this is sort of uncharted legal territory, because you're reversing precedents and you're searching for ways to fund efforts. And it's kind of the same thing for the wall. It's also uncharted territory in a sense of where can we pull this to put this in here, but the Democrats aren't approving that. So pulling money and pushing money around in that case is not happening. By the way, the Internal Revenue Service said it was going to restart that program, and they did, that provides income information for companies processing those mortgage applications so people aren't stuck, and there's a lot of people in that situation. The National Park Service brought some staff back, not with pay, but they needed to clean up some areas at some of the national parks. And then, of course, tax refunds next month, even if the shutdown continues. And before, that was against government rules. Oh, no, we're not handing you money when the government shut down. But now they're saying, yes, that's happening. And we knew this days and days ago. But it's wild to see this happen. And they're laying the groundwork, I think the groundwork to be there for the national emergency, to declare the national emergency to build the wall. How do they do it? How are the presidential powers used? Can they be used? And they're looking at some unused chunks of money, which makes me wonder, in the Army Corps of Engineers budget, which is specifically a disaster spending bill passed by Congress last year. You know what's in that? $13.9 billion's been allocated, but not spent. for civil works projects. So that's the chunk of money right there. That's found money. You know the kind of found money you find in your purse for the women listening? Or perhaps in your wallet, in that secret compartment you forgot you had because you had that emergency fund? Well, it was nothing like that. But it was found money. Oh, yeah, that's right. We have that 13.9. Maybe we can move that there. But this is a wild impasse, isn't it? 5.7 to construct 200 miles of wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. And by the way, in McAllen, Texas, the mayor of that city said, we don't have a problem here, McAllen. We don't have a problem with crime. We are the safest city. He said, we are the safest city in Texas. So then you kind of wonder, why'd you take McAllen? Because it was the easy route when you've got Air Force One, you're coming down, you have Secret Service, totally disruptive in El Paso, and you know what you get there, totally disruptive at Juarez, El Paso border, or Tijuana, San Diego border, and then other areas that are more sparse, you're not going to see anything. In those desert areas where there's nothing. And eventually what you have is Border Patrol agents who just patrol. So there wouldn't be really anyone to talk to much to see. If anyone was there, they'd be hiding. So if they were trying to cross and they wouldn't find themselves in that position, I can't imagine, since everybody was aware that the president was coming and that there was going to be a big to-do about it and there would be cameras and conversations. So there wasn't going to be in that kind of a portion of where the wall could be built. You know, adding insult to injury, the mayor of McAllen said, yeah, we don't need a wall. Are you kidding? We're the safest city in Texas. We don't need a wall. No, we don't need it. Don't need it, but thank you. No. So with these unilateral powers that are in the Constitution, layered in there, if you read it, you could probably pull something out. There may be that 1976 National Emergencies Act, which has a formal process for declaring an emergency and then for Congress for revoking it, too. So we're not done with this. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, VP Mike Pence, they were batting this around, a proposal that would include the wall funding and a renewable three-year status for certain immigrants brought illegally to the country as children, so the Dreamers, in other words, along with other provisions, so that would mean a compromise somewhat. The Dreamers, a deal for the Dreamers. If they're trying to wait to make a deal on the Dreamers, does that turn the mood of the Democrats? Will they give the high sign, or will they still say there's no wall, there's no deal, there's no nothing? As of this first paycheck, there's no nothing for lots and lots and lots of people. Where does it all end? Wow. We live in interesting times, that's for sure. Hang with us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. There are many reports over two different questions. One in the New York Times says the FBI investigated the president as a possible national security threat after firing the agency's director, James Comey. The second involves the president's discussions with his Russian counterpart. The Washington Post report that President Trump wanted even his own top officials kept in the dark about his meetings with the president of Russia has renewed questions like this from his critics.
Why is he so chummy with Vladimir Putin? Why is this President Trump's best buddy?
Second highest Senate Democrat Dick Durbin on ABC's This Week. Wisconsin Republican Ron Johnson had this take on CNN.
This is not a traditional president. He has unorthodox means, but he is president of the United States. It's pretty much up to him in terms of who he wants to read into his conversations with world leaders.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
I like to see you go right across the floor.
In the mailbag, we got all kinds of things, including a man, sadly, who died trying to save dogs, apparently in these giant swells of water in the ocean. And two of you wrote me about that. Michael Cohen, one of you called him a dirty rat. The other said you wondered what kind of bombshells were going to come out when he testified and what kind of ratings we were going to see. And then somebody else asked me about pot. So let's go to that mailbag you just heard about. You're listening to Kate Delaney here on my show America Tonight, and let's start with Michael Cohen. This one from Brad, who says, what a rat think, Michael Cohen. Wonder how much money he made from the prez. And one day he's saying one thing, another day he's saying something else, or we think he's saying something else, because there's always this innuendo. Do we really believe there's going to be a show to see? It makes no sense to me, Kate, whatsoever, especially since what's done is done that he did. And now, is he going to somehow reverse that? Does he think he's going to get some incredible leniency as a result of it? Because you're talking about the sentencing phase, and yes, something can change, but I can't imagine what is going to come out of this whole dealio in testifying openly in front of Congress. Well, it's intriguing, right? Because it doesn't follow what would be the normal course. What are the gains to Cohen is what you ask yourself. And you heard what the press said. He's asked about it. He says, no, it's not going to hurt me. I'm not worried about it. And he's, of course, got an army of other lawyers around him that are advising the president in what we may see, or what he may see, I guess is the better way to say that, from Cohen and what Cohen ultimately does or says. But I have to go with, I still, this whole theory that there's going to be some hidden Democratic Easter eggs along the way in Robert Mueller's report, and that this is it, and the president's going down, and he's going to be impeached. I think for serious left-leaners who are furious and don't like what they're seeing, this is magical thinking, because nothing to me from my sources, from the conversations we're having, point to that. It points to massive discord, partisanship, all those things. But I just don't see where that info is coming from, that you think it's a completely sunk ship. Now, when my thought is, anyone who's building up ammunition, when do you fire that ammunition off? I think it's when he's not in the presidency. That's when I think it happens, because then money, tracing money or anything related to that or whatever, that ultimately, that's where we would probably see that, is what I think. All right, so here's another one along those same lines about Michael Cohen, and what do I think about Michael Cohen, and this one's from Little Al, who says, wow, open court, my oh my, just seems to get crazier. What kind of bombshells, see, I mentioned that, do you think are going to come out of this testimony of Michael Cohen, and do you think there are going to be incredible ratings in February when he testifies? Well, you can count on the incredible ratings, because we're a nation of rubberneckers, and anything salacious that could possibly be come out of this, people are going to want to see it, right? It's a show. So Chairman Elijah Cummings said, oh, I've accepted the invitation by Cummings to appear, is what Michael Cohen texted out. So he's going to go before the Committee on Oversight and Government Reform. And he said, in furtherance, the way he said it in his text, of my commitment to cooperate and provide the American people with answers. So what answers? He said, I look forward to having the privilege of being afforded the platform with which to give a full and credible account of the events which have transpired. Just to re-rack your brains and give you a little bit more on the fire here, in case you don't know, and I think we all know at this point, but Cohen, trace the steps, was a lawyer, longtime lawyer for a decade for the president. You know, that confidentiality between the client, etc., they would have had that going on. But it was Cohen who acknowledged that he arranged the money, the hush money payments before the 2016 election to two women, porn star Stormy Daniel and former Playboy model Karen McDougal, who both said they had affairs with him, in a sense. Because if you remember and you listened to Stormy Daniel, it was like a one-night thing, and that's how her description was. And then there were some meetups and that kind of stuff, but nothing much deeper. Cohen has implicated the president in the payments, though. He says he made them at the direction of Trump. And these payments led back in August to Cohen pleading guilty to a series of crimes, including campaign finance violations. That's the big one. Tax evasion, that's very big, when they went through all of his stuff. And that's what really nailed him, all that stuff. The taxes, avoiding taxes, tax shelters, that whole thing, and then campaign finance violations, huge. You know, ultimately, remember, he was quoted as saying, my own weakness was blind loyalty to the man that caused me to choose the path of darkness. Time and time again, I felt it was my duty to cover up his dirty deeds. Well, is this what we're going to hear in February when he ultimately testifies, and he's scheduled to testify on February 7th, So remember that. February 7th is when we'll see this whole Michael Cohen show. All right. I bounce back to your emails, and you can always shoot me your thoughts at AmericaTonight.net. You can shoot me your thoughts at Kate Delaney, KateDelaneyRadio.com. Remember, we got off the .net because people were confused by the .com. So KateDelaneyRadio.com. Here's one that I got that was really sad to hear this story. And this is the story about the, this is the story about the guy trying to save the dogs and gets into trouble in the waters and ultimately, you know, ends up where in peril because he's saving the dogs from the ocean waters, and it made, of course, huge news. So he saved them, and this was in Ocean Beach, so that's San Diego. He was pulled from the water by lifeguards. He went in to retrieve the dogs, and sadly, he died. But we're hearing more accidents about people and dogs. There was the crazy accident about the death of the woman in Florida where she was walking her dog, and then the alligator and the alligator came after the dog, and she went after the alligator, and of course she was killed by the alligator. In this case, it was high surf. There was high surf advisor. Buried by the waves, basically. So, 64 years old, died at a local hospital after that. Wow. Boy, oh boy. Very, 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 very sad. And I looked at the waves. I was looking at some of the images of it. And my goodness, and I've been to Ocean Beach. It's a beautiful area, but boy, it was scary seeing how high that water was. So I can only imagine once he found himself in that situation, when he decided to go for it, you're just fighting for air because you could easily get swallowed up in all of that. All right, let's go to another one. This one is from Sam. I am Kate. I just wanted to remind you, I know your life will get crazy, to not forget about wherever you are and wherever you're broadcasting from, to make sure that you look out the window and see the super blood wolf moon eclipse. You've heard of it, I'm sure. I think I heard you talk about it once. You know what? You know when the super blood moon eclipse is? I'm so glad you reminded me of that. I'm going to be with my nephew in Florida, actually, for a day or two. And it's known as the eclipse, really, of the moon. And it starts late Sunday and it finishes on Monday. And what does that mean? It means that the eclipse happens when the moon passes fully into the shadow of the Earth. So there's all kinds of names for it. Blood wolf, separate, just super moon, blood moon, wolf moon. It's a reddish color. And that's caused by the Earth's atmosphere basically pushing out the sunlight. That's why you see it. And how cool is that, right? I think it's amazing what we see in the sky when we look up, and especially if we know just a few little nuggets about it, right? Of just a few. Because there's not often that this happens. When the moon starts to come in, then you'll start to just see it happen. And they say it's going to start at about 11:51 p.m. The full eclipse starts. The maximum eclipse, 12:12 a.m. Total eclipse ends at 12:44. So that's the hour. So it's the midnight. Isn't that crazy? It's the witching hour, the midnight hour. And the moon looks extra close and extra bright. They say, like, some people say somewhere between 14% and even 30% at one point brighter than a full moon at the farthest point from the Earth. Wow. I'm definitely going to remember that. I'm not going to forget those dates. Not going to forget it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
This, we're hanging out. What are we talking about? The norovirus. Ooh, can you imagine getting sick on a cruise ship and being trapped in this giant city with all these people who are, let's face it, upchucking or whatever you want to call it, and feeling rotten? Another reason why I don't know about that whole cruise thing. And then Taco Bell is going to test a vegetarian menu. How popular will that be? So if Andy's around, I don't know, because he's really kind of hustling. He's doing a lot of side hustling around. He's such a great employee, running a bazillion other things at the same time, I think, right? Aren't you? You're like an octopus.
Yeah, kind of. I sometimes think that.
But you're an octopus without a norovirus. When you hear these stories about these people on these cruise ships, because people don't wash their hands, then you touch something, and then it spreads like, boom, wildfire, and you have over 200 people sick, and they got to turn the ship around. Can you imagine getting sick and being stuck in your little tiny room while you're cruising and you're ill beyond belief, feeling like you have food poisoning? Wouldn't that be awful?
Yeah. And, you know, I hadn't really thought of that on a cruise. That sounds disgusting when you phrase a cruise like that. So, I've also heard the same thing about grocery shopping carts. They never wash those.
Oh, and that makes sense. I'm glad you said that. I got to remember that now. You're right, because, you know, and people have different habits, and you're coming out of your car, there's different weather, all that stuff.
Babies.
Ooh. Yeah. I mean, you know, you're not even thinking. It's not an intentional thing necessarily. All right, so how do you feel, America, about Taco Bell with the vegetarian menu? Wow. They go from the Chihuahua commercials that are wildly popular to all different things they put in burritos, and now they're going to have a vegetarian menu because I think they want to keep up with the times. Do you think it'll be popular?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, I think it's probably one of the most popular fast food chains for vegetarians. I think it is, actually.
Because a lot of things they can already eat. Yeah. Right. So maybe that's why they're testing it. They say that it's just a limited time thing, so they're being careful about it. But they're going to have things like tacos, Tostitos, burritos, crunch wraps that are vegetarian completely. So the thing in the wraps, etc., is going to be all vegetables, like, which would mean cheese and
tofu?
Right? And it, I don't know. I mean, I don't think it's that far. I think what it is it's just so you have beans, you have the black
rice.
Beans.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd have rice. You could have cheese. You could have definitely tomato, and definitely you would have lettuce. That's what it would be. And that they're saying they're going to find out if customers want more plant-based options. So they're going to test it out. All right, well, that's fair.
Good for them.
I mean, good for them. You already said that it's probably one of the best fast food places for someone who is a vegetarian anyway. So if they already are doing that, then they may have found a new niche for themselves that might work. Maybe. Because you got to think about this. Fast food means fast food, right, Andy? So it means you got to process it quick. We're in the man cave. Someone's hustling up some tacos. The rest of us don't care about vegan. We just want our tacos. We're starving because we scarfed down, some of that plain beer that didn't have a lot of calories in it. But, yeah. We're waiting for the food.
Places.
Well, yeah. But
vegetarians a lot too.
That's true. But they have it right on their menu where they're rolling it out, so they would have to make it. They'd have to be able to make that up pretty quickly. That'd be the key. How quickly could they make the vegetarian items? And I guess they've figured out some of those kinks anyway. So that's going to be interesting, for sure. All right. On a sports note, if you're a tennis fan, Andy Murray is going to retire at Wimbledon. That's the latest there. No big comeback for him. He's had a hip injury. He's won 3 Grand Slams, probably won a ton of money. 31-year-old Scott dude Scottish dude that was pretty popular. He was teary-eyed when he left a press conference, but I think he's decided he's done. He's 230th now in the world. He had been number one so many, many times. But to try to keep coming back and... You know, I guess the good place to do is to say goodbye at Wimbledon. And, of course, the tennis world reacts to that. And, he's got a family now and all that other kind of stuff. So hip injuries and things that limit your play, not good when you're used to being number one. You have that mindset, and it's hard to adopt a different mindset, if you know what I mean. It is... a weekend of football, and we've got divisional playoffs, so that means you got Indy at KC, you've got the Dallas Cowboys at the Rams, you have the Chargers at New England, you have Philly at New Orleans, And boy, oh boy, there's a lot of conversation about the possibilities and what is the best team left on the board. And I think that's kind of hard to say because all of a sudden the Colts have gotten hot. And you looked at them in the beginning of the season, they were 1-5. And boy, I'll tell you what, Andrew Luck has sort of that mission look in his eyes. So maybe the Colts surprise a few people, but boy, look at the season the Chiefs had, the Rams. Anyone's guess. We just know that these are the teams that are left. And I think if you just went by the odds makers, then you would have the Rams would win their game. KC would narrowly win their game. New England would easily win their game. And New Orleans would win their game. And that's who you'd have left for their championship rounds. And then who would ultimately be in the playoffs. I'll tell you what, for the Super Bowl, boy, they must be chomping at the bit to get some of this fat cash they get for these commercial spots. Because the commercials are just as big as the game. And how much are they going to pay for a 30-second spot? They're saying somewhere above $5 million. And supposedly, it's almost sold out. 90% sold. Anheuser-Busch, they're really plunking down the coin for this Super Bowl. Big ad buy for them. Not the only ones buying in. You have the usual suspects. You know, Pepsi, Doritos, avocados from Mexico, WeatherTech. They all roll out the do-re-mi because they know that, look, commercial, they have the right commercial. Commercials get analyzed, talked about, and then they get sort of this draft of free publicity on top of what they already pay for. And if you can prove that there's some return on investment, so you plunk out $5 million and end up making how much more on that? That's the key. Does it really, can you really attract enough eyeballs with that that you can go back and say, well, that gave us that top billing because 30 seconds goes by pretty fast. But people sit and stay and look and watch the commercials. They pay attention to the commercials. So the answer to that is, I bet there is some return on investment if the commercial is clever and you continue an ad buy and people can see that in other spots after, which they would, after the Super Bowl. That would be it to me. In the meantime, there's a lot of conversation about the Heisman winner. This would also be part of what we'd be jawing about in the man cave as I reach for the pistachios. And while we're waiting for those vegetarian tacos to come up at Taco Bell on that run. But Kyler Murray has some decisions to make, including the Oakland A's. They gave him some loot to come and play for the A's. He was selected 9th in the Major League Baseball draft by the A's and got a $4.66 million signing bonus with the provision that he play one more year at Oklahoma before reporting to spring training. So does he go to the draft? Does he stay at Oklahoma? What does he end up doing? The deadline to declare for the NFL draft coming up on Monday. Gonna be interesting. Tick tock, tick tock. That's a tough one. You know he's got to be wrestling with that. Has to be. All right, the music means they're playing me off the stage. Thanks to all of you for listening to this show. Make it count, everybody.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.